The Har Power Hometown Hockey and Rodeo Tax begins October 1, 2022. Although the government calls it the Entertainment and Recreation PST expansion, it's a small city and small town hockey and rodeo tax. For example, if you go to a rodeo or hockey game in Weyburn, Melville, Moose Jaw or any other community, the Har Power Hometown Hockey and Rodeo Tax increases the price by 6%. To be fair, Minister Harpower did suggest little rodeos would be exempt. But why should fans attending the Maple Creek or Swift Current Rodeo have to pay 6% more while people in Big Beaver pay nothing? Cutting horse competitions? 6% more. A Terriers and Hawks hockey game? 6% more. The Har Power Hometown Hockey and Rodeo Tax even extends to golf, hunting, curling, historic sites, fairs, trade show, movies, museums and more. On August 23, 2022, the government announced, Saskatchewan is forecasting a surplus of $1.04 billion for 2022-23. On August 24, 2022, the government announced people will get a $500 check. Why increase taxes? The government isn't broke. The government doesn't need more money, heck, they are giving some away. It really doesn't make sense. Not when people are struggling with the higher cost of everything. The Har Power Hometown Hockey and Rodeo Tax only adds misery to the lives of those who want a diversion in these tough times by going to a movie, hunting, attending a Humboldt Broncos and Kindersley Clippers hockey game, or watching barrel racing. The Har Power Hometown Hockey and Rodeo Tax is a really dumb idea.